As you're driving across Corpus Christi's Harbor Bridge toward North Beach, it's easy to see things have changed at the Texas State Aquarium. As you look to the right and down, the complex is now crowned by a huge glass pyramid-type structure that's flat on top. At 71,000 square feet, it has more than doubled the size of the aquarium. The nearly $60 million project is the culmination of 3 years of planning and 30 months of construction. On this day, three workmen wearing yellow work clothing and safety gear are standing on the very top of the structure, their white hard hats gleaming in the morning sun. A dizzying height, to be sure. But it's on the inside of the huge building that the real story is unfolding. A journey through a small part of one of the most pristine areas in the world, the Sion Khan Biosphere on the east coast of the Yucatan Peninsula, a Caribbean journey. Tom Schmidt is the aquarium's director, and he gave KEDT a behind-the-scenes tour where construction continues round the clock.
Folks will walk into the lobby, they can make a right turn, they take this escalator up to this landing area, and this kind of begins the experience. So here they get oriented into where they're going to be, the journey. You can see a map of the Mexico and the Yucatan Peninsula. We're highlighting the Sion Khan Biosphere. So this is kind of the orientation area.
On this day, the escalator is not yet operating, so we walk upstairs where only temporary railings are installed. The upper part of the building features a walk in the jungle and a leisurely stroll along coastal lagoons where beautiful pink flamingos greet visitors on a journey that comes complete with birds, crocodiles, and mammals, including a sloth. And of course, fish. Lots and lots of fish and other aquatic life. Caribbean Journey's jungle level features several overlooks that allow visitors to see fish swimming in the exhibits below. Just as the current aquarium's exhibits are based upon actual reefs in the Gulf of Mexico, Caribbean Journey is based upon actual sites along the Mesoamerican Barrier Reef, the second longest in the world. So whether you walk down or take the elevator, when you reach the bottom floor, you're enveloped in a rich green glow. You're at the bottom of the sea, with a coral reef on one side and a stunning 400,000-gallon shark exhibit on the other, crowned with a shipwreck, and sitting behind the longest aquarium display window in North America. Tom Schmidt.
The HEB Caribbean Sea Shark Aquarium, and it's obviously made possible by our great corporate partners at HEB. 400,000 gallons. We've got a number of large sandbar sharks in here. We've got a school of jacks. You can see a large stingray swimming by, large goliath grouper, pilchards, just a lot of different species in this aquarium. And again, this recreates the Great Mayan Reef, or the Mesoamerican reef that you see off the coast of the Yucatan Peninsula. It's the second largest barrier reef in the world, next to the Great Barrier Reef in Australia. As you know, a lot of ships ran aground on the reefs, so we wanted to recreate that in the aquarium, and it also serves as a refuge for some of the smaller fish if they want to hide from the sharks, for example.
On this day, in the coral reef, a staff member in scuba gear is using a huge suction hose to clean the gravel at the base of the reef, something that must be done periodically. Walk behind the shark tank, you reach a long acrylic tunnel that crosses the exhibit and features another display window with a concave shape, which Tom Schmidt says is designed so that you feel as though you're walking on the sea floor.
And again, just trying to immerse the visitor or immerse our guests, this is probably as close as most anyone will ever get to scuba diving. Very few people are certified scuba divers, and even the certified scuba divers, very few have actually dived on wrecks down in the Caribbean. And so we really wanted to create that experience for all the visitors, all of our guests that come through the Texas State Aquarium.
After you've been here, I'm sure you'll agree it's not just an aquarium. It's an adventure. More about that tomorrow. Stuart Jacoby, KEDT Radio News.